Chapter 3. Galactic Alliance Security Blockhouse, Government District, Coruscant.
Luke was taken to a GA security building, where he was separated from Han, who remained in the building's crowded main lobby, already making calls on his comlink. Troopers hustled Luke into a back chamber, where he was searched and relieved of his personal possessions, then briefly holorecorded for identification purposes. After that, he was taken to another room, this one furnished with a bare table and chairs, where Captain Savar asked if he would consent to answer questions without his advocate present. Luke declined. His next stop was a solitary confinement holding cell, a special one, beyond the Durasteel bars were the glows of military-grade energy shields. There, Luke was unshackled and left alone. A considerable time passed. Luke could not be sure how long it was, as his chrono was one of the items removed from him. And then, a visitor was shown in. The man was a Twi'lek, green-skinned, broad-shouldered, richly dressed in black and gray office garments of a style common on Coruscant. His leku, brain tails, were wrapped around his neck. His brow ridge often cast his red eyes into deep gloom. The anger on his face and the stiffness with which he held himself made him a forbidding picture. But Luke was delighted to see him. The Twi'lek, a pilot during the glory years of Wedge Antilles' Rogue Squadron, had lost his right leg below the knee in an engagement and subsequently returned to the practice of law. His limb replaced by a prosthetic one, he had performed as an attorney in numerous places across the galaxy and was now a familiar face in Coruscant litigation, interspersing high-paying cases with advocacy involving pilots or issues of constitutional law. Luke sprang to his feet as the Twi'lek was shown through the cell door. As the shields reactivated beyond the bars, he held out his hand. Nuwara, it finally happened. Nuwara Venn shook Luke's hand, but his expression did not brighten.
No, it didn't. Not the way we expected.
What do you mean?
Maybe you'd better sit down.
He gestured at the cot that constituted half the furniture in the cell. I'm fine, thanks.
They tricked us, Master Skywalker, and I'm feeling rather foolish at being tricked. We didn't look beyond the rumors that this was all about you leading the Jedi out of the Alliance camp and waging a private war on Colonel Solo 2 years ago.
It's not about that. Nuwara shook his head.
The government is actually asserting that in not recognizing Jason Solo's degenerative moral and ethical changes, the only way they can say descent to the dark side in legalese, you were derelict in your duty as the Jedi Grand Master and were partly responsible for every consequence of his subsequent abuse of power. In other words, a share of every death, every act of torture, every butchered legal right, every military excess performed by the Galactic Alliance in the last war is being laid at your feet.
Luke felt the air go out of his lungs. He sat down. You're not serious.
As serious as death.
Nuwara frowned, deepening the shadow cast by his brow.
I'm certain they're holding back a related charge of treason as a negotiating point. The maximum possible sentence for that is, of course, death.
Luke drew in and let out a deep breath of hurt. He had to acknowledge that some part of the accusation was valid. He should have consciously recognized Jason's excesses long before he had. That he had not, that almost no one in his immediate circle had done so, was a tribute to the power of self-deception and denial. Of course, others had recognized Jason's fall earlier. Ben, whom Luke had not listened to, Luke's wife, Mara, who had kept her own counsel, and had died in doing so. If there was any death Luke bore partial blame for due to his refusal to accept reality, it was hers. While his grief had receded from everyday life, the pain still arose at unexpected moments to stab him in the heart. It was almost a physical pain, like a punch to the gut. He took another deep breath. Nuwara dragged the other piece of furniture, a skeletal metal chair, forward and sat backward on it, resting his arms atop the back.
We can beat this charge, too. It will be harder than the fight we were anticipating. It will require a considerable amount of mudslinging. Everyone associated with Jason bears the same responsibility, meaning a lot of people in the wartime government. Yet they're not being charged. We can demonstrate that you're being singled out because you're a Jedi, because you're the face of the Jedi Order.
Is that the truth? Is that why I'm being charged?
As far as I can tell from the hints I've picked up since your arrest, from the favors I've called in while waiting to see you, it is.
Explain that. Nowara considered his words.
You must understand, I appreciate the Jedi, what you do, what you risk, what you accomplish, but not everybody does. You're unpredictable. From a military point of view, which I also understand, you're conceivably the most irritating force in the galaxy.
That brought a brief smile to Luke's face.
True.
He nodded, unrepentant. We have a sort of loose alliance with chains of command and legal precedent. Following orders is not as important as achieving goals.
The Alliance's military and ex-military leaders intensely dislike a resource they know they can't control completely.
So is the military behind this? Or Dala?